right, I'd like to start and call to order the December 1st, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Ms. Ancona, can I please have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Birdsma?
I think they're all muted.
Okay. Here.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Here.
Commissioner Hong?
Here.
Commissioner Posey?
Here.
Commissioner Sturman?
Here.
And Chair Gamble?
Here.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Sorry for having the technical difficulties with the microphones here. I'd like to start off by doing the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you would like to follow along, that would be wonderful. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Well, I want to welcome everybody and thank you all for joining us remotely again. I hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving and a nice little break. Due to the ongoing COVID pandemic, we are still doing all of our meetings via Zoom, and I'd like to go over just a couple of things on how, or just a couple points on how to use Zoom. For those of you who have not used it before. So tonight's meeting will proceed like all of our regular meetings. And when we meet in person, it will follow the same flow as that. Everyone's microphone other than myself, Mr. Joe Andrews, who is our legal consultant, and Mr. Michael Spaeth is also the planning host. So all of our microphones will be unmuted. So if we need to speak up, we can. I will be letting everyone know when the appropriate time to ask questions and comments is. And in order to do that, you're gonna need to find the participants button. It will be at the bottom of the screen. And then there is a little icon with three dots. You're gonna click on that. Or it, you'll have an option to raise your hand there when you look at that, and then that will notify me that you would like to make a comment or question, and I will get to them in the order that they were raised. So, to also, if we have anybody calling in on their phone that would like to participate, in order to raise your hand, you will need to press star 9 at the appropriate time. All right, so moving along, I would like to do our call to the audience. During this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss matters raised during call to the audience. If you wish to address the audience, please raise your hand by pressing that icon on your computer or star 9 on your phone now. So we'll just give everyone a little second, make sure we don't have anyone. All right, I do not see anybody who would like to address us in the call to the audience, so I will now close the call to the audience. I'd like to introduce our council members in attendance. We have got Vice Mayor Melanie Barrett with us. I appreciate her being here, and I would like to turn the time over to her for the council liaison comments.
Okay, thank you. It's nice to see you all after this holiday weekend. I hope you all had a good holiday. I don't have a lot of council liaison comments. We're hearing the general plan amendment on First and Tangerine tomorrow night in our last official meeting of the year. And then we'll have the holiday and start off in in January. So I want to thank all of you for your service to the town and to the community. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic and due to COVID, we weren't able to have our annual volunteer appreciation dinner that we usually have at this time of year. And that's a time that I really look forward to as an opportunity to socialize with and greet each of our volunteers from all of the boards and commissions, as well as our police department volunteers, and thank them for their service. So I would like to thank you very much for your service to the town this year, and wish you all the best this holiday season. Thank you. Be safe.
All right. Thank you, Vice Mayor Barrett. Moving on to our first agenda item, Ms. Ancona, will you please read that out for us?
Review and approval of the November 10th, 2020 special session meeting minutes.
All right, thank you. Could I get a motion from one of the commissioners on that? Commissioner Bergsma?
He's muted.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so I move to approve the November 10th, 2020 meeting minutes as written.
Thank you. Can I get a second for that? Sturman.
I second that.
All right, thank you. Ms. Ancona, will you please do a roll call vote?
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Aye.
Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
And Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0.
All right, thank you. Ms. Ancona, will you please read out our second agenda item?
Okay. Discussion and possible action on a revised sign criteria for the shops at Oro Vista, located on the southeast corner of La Cañada Drive and Lambert Lane.
All right, thank you. I'm going to turn the time over to our staff presenter.
Chair Gamble, tonight's staff presentation is by Ms. Patty Hayes.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
I love her presentation, and I will get it going momentarily. Ms. Hayes, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Spaeth. My name is Patty Hayes. I'm with the Town of Oro Valley's Planning and Permitting Division. First slide, please. Thank you. The purpose for this first case is to review a revised sign criteria for the commercial development shops at Oro Vista. This case is related to signs only. Each one of our commercial properties is required to establish a set of sign standards specific to the development. In this case, there is already a sign criteria established. However, that criteria is outdated, and the property owner wishes to revise the sign standards to bring the development up to current zoning purposes. The Planning and Zoning Commission is the deciding body for a sign criteria, and these cases are not forwarded to Town Council since everything proposed in the sign criteria meets the zoning code standards. Before we get into the details about this specific case, let's get oriented as to the location of this project. Next slide, please. Thank you. The subject property, which is outlined in yellow, is located on the east side of La Cañada Drive, south of Lambert Lane. The shops at Oro Vista contains a Chase Bank, medical offices, the Noble Hops restaurant, and the Oro Vista apartments, along with several other food, office, and personal service businesses. Next slide. The proposed revised sign criteria will include changes to the wall sign letter types and illumination, along with a monument and entryway sign updates. The proposed revised sign criteria will bring this development in line with the current zoning code standards and aid in making this development compatible with surrounding properties. Next slide. So first, let's look at the wall sign changes that are proposed. Currently, only a reverse pan channel letter with halo illumination is allowed on this site. That would be the type of sign that we see in this photo that reads max. The proposed sign criteria will continue to allow the reverse pan channel sign and also allow pan channel letters with internal illumination that would look like the photo on this slide that reads snap P. Both of these sign types are allowed by the zoning code. Also, the current sign criteria is very limited in color choices, offering only copper patina, beige, and brown, which can be seen in the Noble Hops and OV Hair photos. The proposed revised sign criteria will allow a broader choice in colors for tenants and provide compatibility among surrounding properties. The proposed revisions for letter type, illumination, and color meet the standards of the zoning code. Next slide, please. The proposed revised sign criteria will also update the entryway and monument sign standards. Although the property owner does not currently have plans to change the signs at this time, this is a good opportunity to include those updates. A future change to increase the size and quantity of monument signs is proposed in this revised sign criteria, which meet the standards of the zoning code. The only slight design change is to allow the entryway signs that read Oro Vista Apartments to someday be repainted in a color from the new proposed color palette. Next slide. The current monument sign design is not proposed to change, nor is the location of the wall signs. The placement of wall signs will continue to be integrated into existing buildings, and the monument signs will continue to use design elements from the buildings that include stucco, rock, bronze, and copper patina finishes, which continue to meet the design standards of the zoning code. Next slide. And as always, we look to the general plans, goals, and policies when reviewing sign standards, and staff finds that the proposed sign criteria meets the general plan standards by emphasizing identification for the center without intrusiveness. Next slide. In summary, the updates proposed in the sign criteria meet the standards of the zoning code and will aid in providing compatibility among adjacent developments. And again, this case is related to signs only. Staff recommends approval of the revised sign standards, and the commission is the deciding board for this type of case. And the applicant, Mr. Addis, is online with us tonight with a presentation of his own and also to answer any questions that we might have. And we will pull up Mr. Addis's presentation and get that started for him and get him unmuted also.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Hayes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you, and I think that staff has done an excellent job of sharing with you what our request is. If you go to the next page, it has been identified for the corner of La Cañada and Lambert Lane. Now, obviously, this is a very highly traveled corner, and this corner, I think, can use a little bit of a spark and a little bit of an update, and that, as Patty has mentioned, is compatible with the area that is immediately around. Go to the next page. So in essence, what we're asking for is an update of the criteria that allows for a wider range of colors. The colors that you have seen were displayed on the color palette, and that criteria, I think, with the extended color palette will satisfy some of the requirements of tenants that are moving into the center, as you have seen for both TMC and then also for Arizona Blood. Go to the next page. The old criteria basically had a form of muted colors, and those colors at times, especially as they fade, do not hold or have a form of impact, neither do they accommodate for some of individuals like TMC that uses a teal or Arizona Blood that uses a blue. Next page. So basically, the revised sign criteria that we're asking for releases, if you want to call it, some of the restrictions that were in place prior with the former criteria, and allows for businesses to use their logos, and allows for options with construction design, both in the reverse channel letter, which is what the two new signs are going in as for TMC and Arizona Blood, but also allows for additional signs that would be of the pan channel type, as was shown by Patty in her presentation. Next page. So you have the colors that are being proposed that would be added. And then the next page. The two signs that are immediately going into the new remodeled corner are for Arizona Blood and for TMC1. The Arizona Blood is using a blue. They do use some gradient fade in their colors. And then TMC1, of course, uses their aqua, or as we call it, the turquoise color that is indicative of their logo design. Next page. As was mentioned, right now, some of the monument signage is going to remain and stay the same, but it does offer the opportunity in the future, especially for instance, the apartment complex, which is going to need to have a freshen up look or a refresh of their sign, because obviously it's fairly old and it's going to need to be repainted and brought into a little bit newer look. And as you saw, if you noticed it on the presentation by Patty, there was a new design that they're using for their colors for the apartment complex. Next page. Next page. These are the involved parties with the complex, and these are the individuals that are going to be impacted right now, along with some of the, as was mentioned, property that's located immediately to the south where Chase Bank is located. And next page. So in essence, the new criteria, I think, is going to bring the outdated criteria up to date. It's going to allow for individuals, as you have seen, that are submitted to utilize the colors that they're presently using. And I think it's going to give a little bit of life to that corner and make it compatible with the other areas that are in and across the street. If there are any questions, I'll certainly answer those, and I'll turn it back to Patty.
Thank you, Mr. All right, so now I'm going to turn the time over to commission members to ask any questions, comments, opinions. So if there's any commission members right now that would like to raise their hand to ask that, please do that now. Commissioners,
Thank you, Chair Campbell. I wanted to ask Mrs. Hayes, I noticed on the TMC entry sign, is that they're having a stone facing, layered stone. Do you deal with that, or is that something that's allowed or new? If you go back to that slide, then you'll see what I mean.
Mr. Sturman, the stone base is proposed to be on the monument sign, and also you find that stone on the buildings itself.
Okay.
So that integrates the design of the sign with the building and actually upgrades the monument sign a bit just from the regular stucco base.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it really looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of those things that I caught or I see. And I just wanted to make sure that that's going to be allowed, because that's a nice little combination between
yes.
the building and the sign.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
All right. Did we have any other All right, Commissioner Bergsma.
Yes, thank you, Chair Gamble. So looking at the staff report, there's an indication that we might be adding a couple of additional monument signs. It's proposed that allow up to 4 monument signs. Where might those be located, and when would the decision be made about whether that would be happening?
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Bergsma, the monument signs are traditionally located near the entrances, usually a few feet just before the entrances to alert folks what's coming up so they have time to turn in. So this particular development has 2 entrances on both Lambert Lane and 2 entrances on La Cañada. So those monument signs would be located most likely near those entrances.
And where are the existing signs located?
So the existing one is, let's see, you want to go a little bit, it's more in front of Noble, there's one in front of Noble Hops in that area. Yes, thank you. And there's one down by, let's say, Northwest. Yeah, right in that area there.
Okay.
Actually, on the other side of the entrance, but in that area. Yeah, right there.
So we might be seeing 2 more located at the other 2 entrances.
You could possibly be seeing 1 more on La Cañada and 1 more on Lambert.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, did we have any other questions from the commission? Commissioner Posey. Are you muted on your end?
No.
Here we go.
I am now.
There we go.
I just want to commend the property owner for making these sign improvements. I think it's great for, you know, for the tenants, the consumer, everywhere, anyone involved in, it's in conformance with the zoning code. And so I think it's a great idea.
All right.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Posey. Did anybody else have any commissioners have any comments? I'm not seeing any. Mr. Andrews, do we have a public hearing with this?
Chair Gamble, there is not a public hearing. No, ma'am.
This is a required public hearing. This isn't a required one, but you can open it up at your pleasure, Chair Gamble.
Oh, well, that's okay. All right. So at this time, I would like to ask Commission. First off, I would like to say to the applicant that I am really pleased that we are updating these. I am always very much in support, especially for our small businesses, as they're currently very hard to see. I think everyone knows I'm not a fan of the copper patina look. And I love when things like this come forward and it's just a chance to update things and really make Oro Valley look great. So I'm really glad that you guys are going through this process and doing that. So at this time, I will ask for a motion. Commissioner Posey, or did you have a question?
No. Yes, I'd just like to, I move to approve the sign criteria for the shops at Oro Vista as depicted in attachment 1, based on the finding that the criteria are consistent with the design standards and principles of the zoning code.
All right, thank you. And Vice Chair Harrington?
I'll second that motion.
All right, thank you. Ms. Ancona, could we please get a roll call vote?
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
She is still muted. Hang on one sec. Aye.
There we go. Commissioner Posey?
Aye. Can you hear me?
Aye.
Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
And Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0.
All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And thank you for recognizing the effort to improve your community. I think it's important.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Ms. Ancona, I will now ask you to read out our third agenda item.
Discussion regarding the town's progress on implementing the Your Voice, Our Future general plan.
All right. And I will turn the time over to staff for that presentation.
And Chair Gamble, Ms. Malini Sims will give the staff presentation.
Awesome. Ms. Sims, are you unmuted?
All right. Thank you, Chair Gamble. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. Next slide, please. So on behalf of the Planning Department, it is my pleasure to provide the 2020 progress report on the implementation of the Your Voice, Our Future general plan. This annual update is a commitment to fulfill promises made in the general plan and in compliance with the Planning Division work plan. To date, 92% of all actions have been completed, maintained staff's duties, or are in progress of being completed. This is a 9% increase from last year's progress report. The focus of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the presentation for tonight is on the actions related to land use and zoning. These items are directly related to the Planning Department, and review of the items act as a precursor for the next Planning Division work plan, which will be presented to the Commission in late spring before our current work plan expires. This item is being presented this evening for information and discussion purposes only. Next slide, please. So first, I want to provide some background about the general plan. It is a 10-year policy document guiding town decisions through 2026. Significant public outreach was collected to create the general plan, which represents the community's visions, values, and guiding principles, and was ratified by 71% of the voters. The plan is divided into three main sections focusing on community, environment, and development. Each section includes goals and policies to fulfill the larger vision. Next slide, please. The plan includes 310 measurable action items to meet the goals and policies and make the vision a reality. These actions are to be addressed throughout the lifespan of the document and may shift as resources and priorities change. To account for this, major actions are prioritized every 2 years through strategic plans adopted by Town Council. The prioritized actions are then further refined through department work plans, such as the Planning Department work plan, for implementation. Next slide, please. So where are we in this 10-year process? We are about halfway through. Two strategic plans and Planning Division work plans have been created based on this general plan. Of importance is that there will be three more strategic plans and work plans based on the same general plan. Some of the land use and zoning actions I will be discussing tonight are on the current Planning Division work plan, and others will be recommended for future work plans. I will now go through some of these details. Next slide, please. So of the 310 total items, 82 are related to land use and zoning. Last year, we provided an update on all 82 items, but this year, our focus was on the 38 remaining items. These are the items that were previously reported as in progress or future items. Next slide, please. Under the community section, there are 10 remaining items. These relate to the creating a robust economy, complete community, safe environment, and exemplary town services. Notable achievements include increasing public outreach. Specifically, when the pandemic started, the town pioneered best practices for community engagement through online videos and meetings. The videos garnered over 1,400 views, which earned the planning department recognition from colleagues through the Arizona Planning Association. As the commission is aware, several code amendments were also approved this past year, ranging from increasing opportunities for economic development, providing better customer service, and protecting the public. Some actions that are in progress include updating the development review process and the design principles and standards. Many of the approved code amendments and those that are still in progress are also on the Planning Division work plan. Next slide, please. The majority of the 13 remaining land use and zoning items under the environment section relate to updating the environmentally sensitive lands ordinance. This item is also on the current strategic plan and planning division work plan. Staff evaluated the effectiveness of plant preservation and environmentally sensitive land standards to identify gaps. Although hiring consultants such as a biologist and habitat specialist have been put on hold due to budget constraints, staff will continue to publish technical bulletins as permitted in code to utilize the best practices for preservation, health identification, and transplant techniques for saguaros and ironwood trees. Next slide, please. Lastly, under the development section, there were 15 outstanding items. These items support existing and future development areas with respect to land use, transportation, and infrastructure. Notable achievements include increased efficiency with electronic plan review and department coordination. A comprehensive annexation policy was also adopted by Town Council in July, and advancements on a housing inventory were made through the apartment study, which the Commission recently discussed. As stated previously, some upcoming projects are to continue working on updating the design principles and design standards, as well as continue to gather additional research on housing. Next slide, please. Six items are recommended for future strategic plans and work plans. Again, there will be three more strategic plans and work plans based off this general plan, with the next work plan expected to be presented to the commission in the spring. These items require more resources such as staff time or consultants, and includes several code amendments as listed on the screen. Next slide, please. In summary, progress has been made on the 38 remaining items. Five items have been completed largely through the code amendments. Seven are being maintained through staff's daily duties, and the majority of items are still in progress. These will be completed through many of the upcoming projects I previously mentioned. There are six items again recommended for future work plans, with one of which will be presented to the commission next spring. Next slide, please. So in conclusion, this update is again a commitment to fulfill promises in the general plan. To date, 92% of all the 310 action items have been completed, maintained, or are in progress. The remaining items will be completed or evaluated through the general plan's 10-year lifespan, which again, we're about halfway through, and major actions will be prioritized through strategic plans and work plans. This update on the land use and zoning items is being presented to the commission for informational and discussion purposes only, but as a precursor for the next work plan, which will be brought to the commission in the spring. I also invite everyone listening to, if they are interested, to read the general plan or view it online at the town's website listed on the screen. This concludes my presentation, and I am happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Sims. I am going to turn the time over to commissioners for questions and comments. Commissioner Sturman.
Thank you, Chair Gamble. Ms. Sims, I've read the outline, and you've repeated several times about the deficiency of funds to hire a land specialist and biologist. I'm really concerned that is there any attention that has been given, since we're almost 85% built out, that we need to identify these areas as soon as possible? And I'm really concerned, and I'm really hoping that town council will identify this real problem that we have, in regard to funding. Can you give me any assurance that this is going to be paid attention to here quickly?
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Sturman, great question. So I just want to clarify that the environmentally sensitive lands have been identified and mapped thoroughly. And so we do use that currently, that is applied to developments. The scope of this project specifically was to look at the standards for plant preservation and treatment, as well as the conservation amounts of what's already currently applied, to see if there was a need for recommending proposed changes. So that is kind of the component that will be looked at through having a consultant such as a habitat specialist or biologist to help the town staff make those recommendations. But I do want to assure you that there are standards currently in place to protect our environmental resources.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. Commissioner Sturman, I kind of share your sentiments with that. I worry that we are a little bit loose on the loose end of protecting our environment, especially our saguaros. I know they have, you know, a very shallow root base that expands up to 30 feet, and you know, destroying the land within the 6 foot, I believe it's a 6 foot radius around it, you know, is fairly detrimental. And but I think there's a lot of us on the commission that do share that same concern. So I hope that is something that the town will still pursue. So thank you for your comment about that. I'm going to unmute Commissioner Bergsma.
Yes, thank you, Chair Gamble. So, Ms. Sims, could you remind me when the present planning division work plan was adopted? How long has that been in effect?
Sure. Chair Gamble, Commissioner Bergsma, so the current planning division work plan was adopted last December. However, it does run through the fiscal year till June 2021.
I just don't recall that we saw it at that time. And maybe we did. It's just slipped my mind.
Sure. Chair Gamble, Commissioner Bergsma. So we presented it last November to the commission with this same progress report update on the general plan.
Oh, okay.
It may run together. But
yeah, that probably different. Is what happened. Yeah. Yeah. So this time we're going to be seeing it separately from this update.
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Bergman, that is correct. So the work plan, because it runs fiscal year to fiscal year, we will be delivering it in the spring separately.
And when we do consider that, what kind of process will we be going through? Because I mean, there's a lot to consider when we look at that kind of a document.
Sure, Chair Gamble, Commissioner Bergsma. So when we bring the work plan back to the commission for recommendation, the process is we look at the strategic plan from council to prioritize items, and we will be proposing items on the work plan for the commission to consider. We will also be providing you a progress report on this current work plan, so you'll get an idea of what the status of this current plan's items are, and then what's being proposed for the next 2 years for discussion.
Just as a reminder, would it be possible for you to send, I don't know, at least me, maybe the other commissioners, a copy of that work plan, digital, obviously?
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Bergsma, sure. Yes, we can definitely send you our current work plan.
Thank you. The one thing I noted in reviewing the status report, and I do appreciate all the work that went into preparing that, is there was some discussion about trying, I think this was a future item, trying to create more walkable, pedestrian-oriented commercial areas, which I think would be a challenge in Oro Valley, given that it's such an auto-oriented area, but certainly something worth looking at, especially in was now, I guess, was becoming the villages, I guess, at Oro Valley, or Village Oro Valley. So I have a great interest in that, and hopefully we'll be able to make some progress in that area. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you both. Do any other commissioners have comments? No. Okay. So I'm not seeing any. And since this was just a discussion, was there anything anybody else would like to add? I don't think so. Okay, so we will then move on to our next agenda item. Ms. Ancona, will you please read that out?
Discussion regarding the Planning and Zoning Commission scheduled meeting dates for 2021.
All right.
Mayor Gamble.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you, Ms. Ancona. This item again was for discussion only, similar to the last one. Really wanted to just take the opportunity, as we do every year, to present the commission with what the first Tuesday in every month, which is our standard meeting time, looks like on the actual calendar. So that was an attachment in the staff report that accompanied this item. So really just wanted to provide an opportunity for commissioners to weigh in on that anticipated schedule and let us know if there are any concerns or kind of give us your blessing to have those be the dates, pending any other kind of last minute snafus that have to happen, and this sometimes do. But this is our anticipated schedule. So we'd love to hear your thoughts if anybody has it.
All right. Do any of the commissioners have any comments about the schedule conflicts? Commissioner Sturman.
Thank you, Chair Gamble. Mr. Spaeth, is there any anticipation of site tours? I know that through this next year, I would think that you have some projects that you've already anticipated. You're going to have some site tours. Is that on the planning sheet yet, or anything idea?
Thank you. Chair Gamble, Member Sturman. So yes, absolutely. There will be projects that come along that we can offer site tours on. And quite honestly, if there's ever a case that we don't offer site tours on because we don't anticipate the need for them, if there's something that you would like to go out and check out, by all means, let us know. We'd be happy to do that. I will be touching on this in my planning update, but again, we do anticipate that the Westward Look property will be on for its first hearing in January. So certainly that's a project that we would anticipate, sceduling and putting together public hearing or, site visits. And so typically how that happens, if you haven't been on one yet, I don't recall. I guess we have done those, of course. Ms. Ancona will reach out to everybody and try and schedule those. Obviously, we have to do our best to not have a quorum. And so we usually end up having groups of two or one group of three or something along those lines. So yes, in preparation for that project, for sure, we will be reaching out and seeing who would like to take a site tour. Not required, of course, but they're often helpful. So by all means. And those don't end up on the calendar kind of pre-prescribed. It's more of just working with you individually to find out what time works. So.
All right. Thank you for that. Any other questions or conflicts with next year's schedule? I think we're all good for that. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ancona. Will you read out our last agenda item?
Discussion regarding planning staff reports and PowerPoint presentations.
All right, thank you.
All right, Chair Gamble, me again. Another discussion item. Really wanted to just kind of, again, put this up for discussion with the commission to as a customer service outreach effort, if you will. We wanted to talk with you guys about the level of information that's being provided in staff reports and presentations, and whether there's a sense that we should be providing more in either of those two mediums. Is there too much information? Either way, we're hoping we're pretty much on target, but want to make sure that from a customer service standpoint, we're providing the commission with the requisite information to be able to make informed decisions and aren't confusing anybody. And, you know, that's bound to happen, of course, but we try to do our best to limit that at times. So, again, just wanted to throw it out there for discussion and open to any recommendations.
All right. Commissioner Sturman?
Thank you, Chair Campbell. Mr. Spaeth, Ms. Sims, I just have to thank you. Me being here on the first year, I mean, as a commission, there was a few stumbling areas that I just didn't quite grasp. But now your reports are beginning to identify specifically right up front. This is for signs only. This is for architecture. Or this is for rezoning. And it really helps, because right from the get-go, then you know what you're going to be looking for or what you need to ask questions. So I wanted to thank you about that. I really believe that the reports are very thorough. You have it structured where you highlight items that need to be understood, and your headings are very clear. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Commissioner Sturman. Commissioner Bergsma?
Yes. Thank you, Chair Gamble. I agree with Commissioner Sturman that generally the reports are pretty well done. The one thing I do find, though, is that there is some redundancy. And I would like to see maybe shortening up, like, the executive summary part. Want to be critical, but looking at the length of the executive summary for the staff report that was prepared for the general plan implementation update, the executive summary, which generally I would think would be sort of short and sweet and then getting into the beef of the matter, it was longer than the section on background and details. And there were several sections that were basically pretty much word for word repeats of what was in the executive summary. So if you could take a look at trying to shorten up some of that stuff and try not to repeat yourself too many times, that would be helpful. Also, for the PowerPoint presentations, I know for last meeting's presentation on the property at Tangerine and First, it was a good presentation, but it did seem to drag on for quite a while. I'm not sure we need as much information, especially since that was the second hearing on that matter. Again, the applicant repeated a lot of it too. So try to limit your time as much as possible and the length of your reports. I think you got good information. The one thing that in terms of information that is probably because of my background is, when you do cite a particular policy or code section, it would be good to give me the number of that. I don't think we always do that. So no policy number, whatever, or general plan, principal number, or whatever. So we know where that's coming from or code section. So that would be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Bergsma. Commissioner Posey.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Chair Gamble. I just want to, basically, Commissioner Sturman said how I feel as well. It's everything is so well informed and detailed, and I appreciate very much the staff. I just want to thank you as well.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that you guys appreciate it, so. Yeah, we try to keep it as informative and succinct as possible. So sometimes those cases don't allow us to do that, but we appreciate the feedback. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Gamble.
All right. Was there anyone else that had questions or comments about that? I'm not seeing anyone. The only thing I would like to add to that is sometimes the PowerPoints do get a little bit long because we've already read the information, then we have the super long PowerPoint. And I think it's more of a difference depending on who the applicant is, where some applicants are very, very long-winded and some are not. And since the staff presentation really does cover everything, I don't know if there's any way to maybe shorten some of those to make our meetings a little bit more efficient, but I really appreciate the time that goes into the packet that we download, and I really appreciate the layout. Staff does a great job with that, and I think it's probably more of an applicant problem where some of them do tend to go on.
And they do.
It's hard as a chair to be like, we've heard this before, especially if it's the second or third meeting, and I'm just like, okay.
Sure.
This is kind of a waste of time, but I don't know if there's anything we could do about that.
But we'll take a look at it.
All right. So I think we can end that, and I don't see any other hands, so I will turn the time back over to you, Mr. Spake, for our Planning Division update.
Okay, thank you, Chair Gamble, members of the commission. So one update, you may notice that he is not here, and that's because Commissioner Hurst did submit a letter of resignation from the commission effective prior to this meeting, which is why he's not here. He just was moving out of state with his family, so he wasn't eligible to be a commissioner anymore. But we have sent out the advertisement to fill that position, and we will hopefully have that filled and appointed as soon as possible. So just as background for that. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the next meeting in January is scheduled for January 5th. And at the moment, we do have just the one item, the Westward Look General Plan Amendment and rezoning, and that's the first of two public hearings, and we do expect a good turnout from the neighborhood. So start off the year with a bang. But thank you, Chair and members of the commission. I hope you all have a great Christmas and Happy New Year. Hard to believe we're there already, but pretty much are.
We are. The days were so long, but the year has gone short. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Spaeth. Thank you to the staff and the commission for all your hard work. I always appreciate that. If I can get a motion to adjourn. Okay. Commissioner Sturman. Okay. You're unmuted now.
So move up for adjournment.
All right, and then a second, Commissioner Posey.
I'll second that.
All right, thank you all so much. Meeting adjourned.